7:29 as we welcome you back into a Friday edition of Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Broadcasting live from Kitchen Notes inside of the Omni Nashville Hotel. Busy week coming up next week, as you well know, and here to talk about all things in the city for the NFL Draft next week, Butch Spearden, President and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Butch, I got to imagine next week might be one of the busiest weeks of your professional career.
I would agree, and I'd say I've already had three or four of those in the last couple of months. You're pretty crazy.
So, Butch, just kind of give everybody, like, what are the things that you want the Nashvillians out there that are going to either come down and be a part of this, a celebration for whatever reason, because there's a lot of reasons to be downtown next week. Just sort of give, tell people what they need to, like, what are the most important things you want to reinforce with Nashvillians who are coming down to the draft next weekend?
Good tee up for me. First, it's free. I don't think Nashville really understands the level of quality and value that comes with a world-class event that's completely free on every level. So I would emphasize that. I would try to clarify that as the numbers have been thrown around about attendance, we certainly think we can top any previous attendance records. But the 300,000 number is not in one day. It almost, as I listen to some of the media, I go, why would you want to go down to among 300,000 people? But we're 100,000 a day on both sides of the river. We've done that July 4th, New Year's Eve. We've gone over 200,000 a couple times. So we have capacity. We have the security. We have the footprint. So it's not that fearful number. And if it does grow to epic proportions, Metro Police is prepared to expand the footprint on Broadway. And then the third thing is, think of it as a festival. It's got music. It's got interactive activities. It's got celebrity sightings. You name it, there's something for everyone. Food, cold beer, I should say, cold beverage. Just a little bit of everything. So enjoy it. And then last would be plan ahead. Take your time. Be patient and show the world why we're this great music town.
Now, Butch, you've been here for a very long time.
Is that a nice way of saying I'm old?
Nah, because I'm getting there too. I remember, getting to know you when I first got here back in 97.
I'm still a fan of yours.
So. Oh, well, thank you, Butch. I appreciate it. And knowing, all that you had your hand in, whether it be, when we got here or, the draft, the NHL draft or NHL All-Star Weekend, and now the NFL draft, what went into you guys finally getting the approval, finally getting the stamp and saying, okay, the draft is here? What was the process that you guys had to go through?
A lot of persistence. So I'd say literally 8 years, we would knock on the NFL's doors. Two of those times, the NFL decided not to do anything. Then they looked at Chicago and we said, we want to bid, and they kind of laughed at me. Said, well, we're only talking to LA and Chicago, and we still submitted our name. Then when they finally said, okay, we're going to start moving formally, 17 cities jumped in the hunt. They narrowed it to five. I can remember I had to cut two business trips short to fly back to New York to pitch Nashville. And then they kept shortening the list and kind of look around and we're still standing. I got to say, we were chasing 2020, and then all of a sudden it was like, we think they like us for 2019. We got to get our act together. Because our 19 bid wasn't that good. just because of availability of venue. But then we went to work on it. Oh, they were going to award two, and they only awarded one. So I think that says a lot about our city, our experience, and our ability to collaborate across venues and public works and police and mayor's office. The league noticed it. And maybe the last thing I would say, sorry for the long answer, all those things you named played into it. Every time we did it a little better, every time we enhanced our experience, the NFL took notice of it, absolutely.
Butch Spiridon is joining us here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, live from Kitchen Notes here on this Friday. Butch, has there been any calculations and educated guesses and guesstimates as to the financial impact that this event will have on the city of Nashville and its businesses?
We've done a little bit of that. We tend to, you know, use what Dallas released after as the kind of the bullseye, and that was in the $75 million in direct spending and $125 million in economic impact. So that's been the bullseye. We think we topped that just because we're much more of a destination draft this year. Dallas, it was in a stadium in Arlington, so not as convenient, not as, I'll say, an attractive entertainment ambiance or surroundings. You know, they were in a parking lot and in a stadium. Did a great job. Dallas and Arlington did a great job. It was just different. Now we're dropping, I know some people are going, what the what, but we're dropping it right down in one of the hottest entertainment districts in the country. And that's just going to make it more fun, a little more unique, and better for Nashville.
Butch, first of all, I'm ecstatic to see good friends of the show, Moon Taxi, opening up for you guys down there. Put a little rock and roll flavor into this country thing we've got going on here. I think that was a really cool move. So really excited for the guys, Trevor and Tommy and Wes and all those guys over at Moon Taxi.
I love them. I would tell you I went to bat for them.
Well, I love that we're showing a different side as well. But what I wanted to ask you is just, we've seen the NHL All-Star Game, and you kind of know what's coming here. The NHL All-Star Game, we've seen that be a huge success. We've seen, obviously, the exterior performance of the Nashville Predators outside of Bridgestone Arena. We've seen that. We know MLS is coming. Certainly the stadium delay is an issue, but it is what it is. It's a part of the deal. What is next now that you have a draft coming, which is the largest sporting event in the history of Nashville, potentially? What are the next things? How can you top what you guys are already doing currently with the NFL draft, and it hasn't even happened yet?
You know, get asked that question a lot. We've never been scared of what's next. I think we are at a point with the city that we maybe broaden the lens and the input. But for me, you know, World Cup, you know, why we're a finalist city, they're going to pick 11 or 12 out of 17. There's no reason we can't be standing to host a World Cup game or two. We will have that answer in a year or so. And we got to decide, do we want to do that sort of thing? It's the event outside the game is almost bigger than the game in terms of World Cup city. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. And then maybe I would throw the Grammys in there. Something I have yet to book, but it's on my bucket list of things Nashville should host.
Grammy sounds like a ton of fun. Obviously, we would love the World Cup. What has to happen at the stadium for that to take place? Do there need to be adjustments or things to Nissan Stadium for that to take place? And how does that tie in with any future considerations for Titan Stadium as it pertains to college football playoff and or Super Bowl opportunities?
Those are great questions. I think the conversation on the stadium itself has to start taking place in the next 12 to 24 months. Don't need to start doing anything, but we need to have a plan in the next couple of years. To me, that dictates what we do on a grander scale. You know, do we want an indoor stadium? Do we just want the coolest outdoor stadium? You know, certainly what do the Titans want? That's a huge, you know, probably 75% of the answer. As far as the World Cup, you know, they have the right to say, if we come, we need you to do this or this. We don't have to say yes. You know, we can walk away. But we don't know the answer to it, so we got to wait to see if they get a little closer. We've invited some U.S. soccer reps to come in next week. I think one is coming. I'm not sure. But then also the Gold Cup match this summer. I see the draft, Gold Cup combined with July 4th as our showcases to FIFA, U.S. soccer, and the rest of the soccer community about our abilities and worthiness.
Butch, great insight. We really appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and best of luck next week.
Thank y'all. I expect to see you on Lower Broad.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Butch Spearden, very good stuff. How about that?
A lot of stuff to digest
my,
there.
My ears, and we could talk about it on the other side, but there was one event my ears kind of perked when he said it, so we can talk about it on the other
side.
There's
a lot of things we need to get into with that answer right there.
We will react to that next, and also a number that's going to be very telling about tomorrow's Game 5. Stay there. It's Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.